Sometimes during the COVID-19 pandemic, it can be hard to find your bearings. In isolation, what do you do with your time? Social distancing when you can't see your family as often as you would like. Local residents of the Lower North Shore have decided to do their part during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, I had a chance to speak with Lana Rousel, teacher and resident of St. Paul's, who along with her son Christian Rousel are creating PPEs, personal protective equipment, mask clips, with 3D printers. Imagine this is happening right here on the Lower North Shore. Hello, Lana.
Hi.
Hi, so some very exciting stuff that's currently happening on the Lower North Shore. Can you tell me about the PPE, personal protective equipment, that you and your son are working on for the healthcare workers?
Sure. It's a small contribution that my son Christian and I are doing. It's using our 3D printers from our schools here in the area. So that's Mountain Ridge School and St. Paul's School. And Christian had an email last week, actually, that started all this from Concordia University looking for any engineering students to do 3D printing in the Montreal area. But since we're not there, we decided to do something locally. So we reached out to our local hospital, but they might need printed with our 3D printers, so that prints on a plastic filament. And they did. They needed some mask clips. It holds the mask together so that you don't, your ears actually don't get sore wearing a mask for a full shift. So we're printing those, and the filament was donated by the SPS print shop at the St. Paul's School. So together, we all kind of got together to make this happen.
This is fabulous and a great effort being put together by all of you. I have to ask you, Lana, so how many of the mask clips have you produced so far?
So far, we've printed about 60. We started this a couple days ago. It takes 2 hours to print 6 clips. So we have them both set up, the printers, going, about 12 hours a day. And we're going from there, hoping to print quite a few, but we'll see what the needs are.
So will you be printing specifically for the needs of the health system on the Lower North Shore? And then if you meet that goal, would you print more?
Yes, for sure. So when we reached out to the local hospital, they came back with what their need was for the ear clips. So we're going to be printing 170 to meet their needs at the local hospital and throughout the territory of the coast. My son Christian, in his original email, they were looking for material for Montreal, and due to, you know, having to mail it or how would we get it there, we could print the same thing for the needs here. So we're really pleased that we're able to contribute something to our amazing healthcare system in our region and support them for all they're doing to support us. So I think it's a great project.
I think so too. So bravo to both of you, the Mountain Ridge and St. Paul's School, as well as the SPS print shop for the supplies. What a great team effort.
Oh, thank you.
You're invited to keep us up to date at CFBS Radio. We'd love to follow your progress.
Well, we're going to keep printing and whatever the needs. If they come up with other equipment that, even a small piece that can be 3D printed, we have the printers here with permission from the school to get going. So we're here if they need us.
Thank you very much, Lana, and to your son as well. Bravo.
Oh, thank you.
And now joining me is Melvina Murrays, a local lady from Blanc-Sablon who is quite talented when it comes to sewing and crafting. She has decided it's time to do her part during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hi, Melvina.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
Wonderful. And I have to say, I was so happy when I saw the first post on Facebook that you are making some handmade face masks. I thought it was such a lovely idea. Melvina, can you tell me, where did you get the idea from?
It was through Facebook, through a friend of mine in Goose Bay, and she had a topic on about homemade masks and wondering, you know, if it was a good idea at the time, because then was just starting, coming out that maybe everyone should wear a mask. So I said, you know what, I'll try one or two. So it would help instead of everybody going out and getting surgical masks, which they obviously need at the front lines more than we need at home. So I decided to go on and try a few, and then I went from there.
So can you tell me, what are they made from, and how many masks have you made so far to date?
I made close to 50.
Wow.
And they're mostly all out of cotton, because cotton is supposed to be the best.
You have a really neat pattern that it inserts a coffee filter inside the mask.
Yes.
To filter the air going into the mask.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So can I ask you as well, Melvina, have you been contacted by anyone at the hospital to maybe make some masks?
Yeah, there was a lady there. She ordered 7 for some of her friends on the floor.
At the hospital in Blanc-Sablanc?
Yes.
Wonderful, Melvina. And will you be continuing? Is this going to be your project?
Well, you know what? It depends on if everyone wants it. I'll make it until, you know, it does not need it anymore. But I'm willing to make because I love to sew. And like I say, what are you supposed to do? You're in the house. You haven't much to do. So this is a great pastime for me as well.
And you know what? It may spark other people that have these skills to say, hey, I can do that too. And
yeah, well, actually, there is a friend of mine. We talked back and forth on it. Her name is Viola Ryle. She also decided to help me with this as well. So me and her, between two of us, she'll make them and give them out, and I make them and give them out. And if I need some, well, she gives them to me and vice versa.
Wonderful. Two handy ladies in Blanc-Sablanc doing their part.
Yes. And we got the pattern off YouTube, actually. So anybody can go on there and get them if they want to do them themselves. Very simple to do.
Well, I thank you, Melvina, for sharing this information with me. And I want to congratulate you as well for the part that you and Viola are doing for your community.
It's a pleasure to help any small way at this trying times for everybody. Thank you, Abby. Have a good day.
It was a pleasure to speak with Lana Rousel today, as well as Melvina Murray, to hear about what us coasters are up to during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you have any information or a news lead, you can give me a call at CFBS Radio, or you can reach out to me by Facebook. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.